Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, the Shemaita. When Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, he's the Baal HaShemaita. Whenever it says the Gemara, it means Stam, no, Stam Rabbi Yitzchok always means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas de Garato. Whenever in Agarato in the Gemara by a story, it brings down the Stam Rabbi Yitzchok, you know what it means? It means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. V'simnecho, what's the sign to remember this? Shimon no Achai v'rei. And Lossin Shimu comes Lossin from Shemaitato, Lossin of a Gemara, that says Achai. That means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. The Stam Rabbi Yitzchok in the Gemara always means Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonim. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Ochol Botel. A person should eat onions. V'shev Betzel. And sit, live Betzel in the shade. There's live in your house. V'loi Teichol Avozim V'tanagolim. Another is saying, eat simple food, like eat onions, and you'll be able to live nicely in your house. But don't eat fancy foods, v'loi techel avozim, geese, but tanagolim, v'yelib choroida folecha. And your heart, to say that we're running after this type of food, you want to have more and more of them. And you'll use up your money that way. So it's kedai to eat simple foods like onions, if I says you won't go running after, eat more and more onions, and you'll be able to live nicely in your house. T'chas mimachilcha, eat less, and from your drinking, take away from your eating and from your drinking. Rather spend your money on a nice house. Spend your money on a house, a place where you live, because that stays with you, rather than spending your money on eating more. Eat less. Omar, he said, Misla Mr. Marova, like a statement people used to say in Marova, like a marshal. Most people used to say these things. That the Ochal Alisa Toshiv Al Yosa. People that eat an aliyosa means a fat tail, that's a good, expensive food. Somebody eats very expensive food, and he has to pay, sometimes he doesn't have the money to pay for it. So he buys the food on credit, is when the person comes to ask him for the money, is tashav aliyosa, he has to hide himself, because he doesn't have the money. Mashenkin diyofa kukula, people that eat simple food, kukula is rashi's yirokos, type of vegetables, is like a kola de master shochev. He could afford to sleep in the open places in the town. Even in the place of towns where they have the junkyards there, and open places in a town, he could afford to sleep there. Because he doesn't owe anybody money, he's not afraid of anybody. And Rashi is the Rashbam, says, Toshabu Yosa, Kishaboy Latoiva Akfosim, they come to collect the money that he owes, who Nister, he has to hide. Shane Biyode, mal afraid, doesn't have what to pay up with. Kakuli Yerokas, Akoli Dimosim, Al Ashpois Ir, Mokim Shashar Bneir Yoshvim, Hu Yoshev, the Ain Toivin Leklum. Nobody bothers you, because you don't owe any money. So if you don't have money, don't borrow and don't buy expensive things on credit, because maybe you won't be able to pay it back. Hazot Mishnah. Mozik loi kois rishon. Now by the Seder b'night, Pesach b'night, you pour the first kois. Mozik loi kois rishon. Loshon mozgu always means you dilute the wine. Like usually you put first raw wine, yayin chai, and then you add 3/4 of water, and together now you have your revius of yayin. So mozgu loi you dilute. Kais Rishon, the first cup by Pesach by the Dalal Kaisis, and on that Kais we're going to say Kiddush. Is Beishamayim and Beishamay says Mevorach al Hayoyim. First you make Kiddush, V'yachakach Mevorach al Hayayim. Then you make the Bar Priyagofen, and then you drink the wine. Ubeisiloyim and Beisilol says like we do Mevorach al Hayayim. No, first you make the Bar Priyagofen, V'yachakach Mevorach al Hayayim, and then you make Kiddush. Rashbam says al Hayayim. So the same thing if you make Kiddush on bread. Or Pesach B'night, it means on the matzis. For the time of the first big Gemara, the Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. Do you first say the Kiddush, then you make the bracha on the yain or the pas? Or do you first make the bracha on the pas like Beisilul, and then you make the bracha on Kiddush? So the Gemara says, Tanarabonim. Tevorim shebein beishamil beisilul besuda. These are some of the machlokes, the differences between Beisham and Beisilul, Nageyat Hilchasuda. That Beisham Yemer Beisham says, Mivorach al Hayoim. First you make Kiddush on every Shabbos night or here on Yom Tov Pesach by night. V'yachakach Mivorach al Hayoim. And then you make the Bar Priyagofen. Why? Mifnei Shehayoim Goyrim L'Yayin Shiyavoy. Because why do you have to have Yayin tonight? Only because today is Yom Tov, today is Shabbos, and because of today that Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. So what causes us to make Kiddush? It's the Kedushas Hayoyim. Therefore, it's a Svara. First you have to make Kiddush, and then you make the Bracha Bar Priyagofen. That's one Svara. That Rashbam says, that Gorim L'Yayin Shiyovoy Koydim Suda. In other words, what causes us to drink the wine before the meal? Normally weekday, you start your Suda, and then you have wine. How come Shabbos, you have to have Yayin before the Suda? It's only because today is Kedusha Shabbos, today is Yom Tif, so because of the Kedusha Yom Tif, you have to use Yayin. So what comes first? The Kedusha Yom Tif. Therefore, B'Shamay Svar is first to make Kiddush, and then you make the Bracha Baruch Pergofen. That's one Svar. The day is Garim Liayim Shiyavai, causes us to have wine before the Suda. And the other is another Svar that we're saying now, Ukfar Kiddush Hayayim. First it comes, at Tzeisik Echovim, first it comes that there's a Kedusha Sayayim, V'yadayin Yayin Labo. Mashenkin, you didn't even get home yet. There's no wine on your table. In other words, what came first? First came Shabbos, first came Yom Tif, and then first you go home to make Kiddush. So since Shabbos came first, it's a Svara, first make the Bracha on Kiddush on Shabbos, or Yom Tif, and then make the Baruch Yagofen. Rashbam says, Ukva Kiddush Hayayim, Tamacha Noisland Vorv, this is the second reason. The Mishah Kiblu all of Mitzias Echovim. As soon as you makabel upon yourself Shabbos, as soon as it came, the stars came out. Is Kiddush Hayoyim? That's when it came to Kaddish. The Yadayim Lo Yain LeShulchan. The wine didn't come to the meal yet. Ukeshem Shekoydim LeKnisa. So just like the Kedusha Shabbos, Shabbos comes first before the wine is on the table. Kachoydim LeBrocha. Therefore, also when we come to make a bracha, it's a svara that first you should make the Kiddush on the Kedusha Shabbos, and then you make the Baruch Pri HaGofen for on the wine. That's Beis Shammai Svar. Here we're talking about Yom Tov. That's a Shaila, but that's not the Svar. It's not the Shaila of Tzeis Shabbos. It's not the Svar. What comes first? The Maisa Tzeis Chavim, when it comes Laila, when it's Vadei Laila, that's the beginning of Yom Tov, and you're not home yet. Posh, everybody's in shul. First you daf, first you makabel Shabbos, and then you go home to make Kiddush. So Shabbos, so Yom Tov came first. That's Beis Shammai Svar. Beis Silu says, Mivorach al Hayayin. No, first you make a bracha Baruch Pri HaGofen. V'yachakach Mivorach al Hayayin. And then you first make Kiddush. Why? Mifnei Shehayayin Goyrim LeKiddush HaTiyoma. It's because of the wine that we have now that you could say Kiddush. Like Lamasha, let's say someone does not have any wine. You don't make Kiddush. Well, then you can make it on Pas also. But Pas and Yayin means the same thing. If you don't have wine, or you don't have bread, or you don't have matzah, you can't make Kiddush. So what causes us on the true, that the day first comes, and then we have a mitzvah to make Kiddush. But this mitzvah of making Kiddush, on what could we make the Kiddush? Only on the Yayin. So therefore, they still hold the Yayin is more chashiv. Shayayin gur mekiddush at yomer. Dover acher, another reason is, that bircha sayayin tabira. The bracha baruch pri HaGofen, that comes often. Like throughout the week, a lot of times whenever you drink wine, you have to make this bracha. So the bracha baruch pri HaGofen is a bracha that we make often. But to make Kiddush, even on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it doesn't happen so often. It's only once a week Shabbos, or else whenever Yom Tov comes. So therefore, the klal is, Todir v'shein etodir. If you have two things in front of you, one thing comes often, and one thing doesn't come so often, the klal is, Todir koidim. You're supposed to do the thing that comes often. Therefore, since the Baruch Pri HaGofen comes more often than making Kiddush, that's by Silu Svara to say Baruch Pri HaGofen first, and then we make Kiddush. And the Gemara says, V'hilchus HaKadivri Beis Hillel, that we pass Kaniyah like Beis Hillel. Tzidu Hashbam, Shayayin Gorim LeKiddush HaTiyomar, Shemein Lo Yayin Lo Pas, if someone does not have wine or bread, Einu LeKaddush, you don't make Kiddush on Friday night, on Yom Tov by night. V'ya MeKaddush HaLa Pas, we could make Kiddush on bread, or on the Matzah, Ki MeKaddush HaLa Yayin, that's the same thing like using wine. Or Birchas HaPas Koydin, the same thing. If you would make Kiddush on Pas, then you have to make first the Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, and then you make Kiddush. Because it's only because of the Pas or the Yayin that we could make Kiddush. That's one Svara. And then Basil says, Todir Koidim. We learned out Mesech Tzvachim, Nafkulam Mihai Kerof in a Pasik Yesiv, but Musafim, it says by Korban Musaf, Milvad Eulas HaBoikir Rashel Yolas HaTomid. Milvad Mashma Li'acha Shekrafta HaTomid, Takrif HaMusafim. As in a regular Shabbos, after you bring the Tomid, Shal Shachar, then we bring the Musaf. For Kodashina, we dashin over there, Asher Lielas HaTomid, is Kruah Yisrael, it's an extra posik. Ata Oset comes, Lamelof to teach us, She Bishvil Shutodir Hekdimu HaKosev. It's like telling us the reason now. Why does the Torah say, first bring the Tomid Shal Shachar, and then Musaf? Because the Tomid Shal Shachar comes every single day. That's Todir, that's very often.
So that comes before Musaf, that only comes on Shabbos or a special day, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Humikan, from here, Atadam L'cholot Adirin. We learn now from here to all over, that any time you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one happens often, one doesn't happen so often, the klal is, you're supposed to do the Tadir first. And then the Gemara says, why Hilchasa is Kibesilu? For the Gemara, my Dover Acher, why did they still have to say a second reason? They still said one reason is, because we only make Kiddush on wine. If you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. Why do you have to say a second reason? Dichitainen, maybe you'll tell me. Hosem Tarti, because Beishami said two reasons. V'ochichoda. So if they still will only say one reason, so like they won't be so good, because there's two reasons for Beishamai, let's listen to the two reasons better. So also Basila wants to say, no, Hochinami Tartininu, even on my side, that I'm saying first make the Baruch Ragofin, there are also two reasons why to do it. That Todi Vishaina Todi Todi Koidim. That since this comes often, that's a Svara make the Brachad on the Yayin, which comes more often than Kiddush. Then the Brisa said, V'halocha Kedibre Basila, that we pass can like Basila. For the Gemara Pshita, his what did the Brisa have to say? Halacha is like Basilil. Pshita, of course we pass like Basilil. To a Nofik Baskel. Because there was a Baskel that came out that said, like Minash Shemayim, that came down to tell us, Halacha ke Basilil. So once the Baskel told us Halacha ke Basilil, Pshita we pass like Basilil. How come the Gemara has to say Halacha ke Basilil? So Rashi says, it's Gemara in the Masech Ervin, that a Baskel came down and says that the Halacha ke Basilil. So the Gemara gives two answers. Iboy is saying one teretz is koydem baskel. Maybe this brisa the Havis say that says halacha ke beisilu is going before the baskel. So therefore it's not a kasha why it had a pasul like beisilu. But after the baskel came down, and Echnami don't have to, wouldn't have to say it. The Iboy is saying another teretz is liacha baskel. No, this brisa could be going even after the baskel. Like Min HaShemayim, a voice came out and told us halacha ke beisilu. But still, Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you how a brisa goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Om Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein mashkichem abaskol." He says, "No, we can't pass him from a baskol, even though you hear from Minas Shemayim, a baskol comes down and says halacha kebeitilul. The klal is loy bashemayim he. The Torah is not anymore in Shemayim. The Torah is by us, and we have to pass him the way we understand it. So therefore, for the baskol, we wouldn't pass like beitilul. That's why the Brice has to say here we do pass like beitilul. So Rashbam explains, "Rabbi Yeshua he, but by mitzia perikazov ka beitane shechot chukuyis." There was a machlokes about a tanner and oven that was made out of pieces. There was a machlokes when it's makabel tuma. So Omer Rabbi Yeshua the Yomer, Eimash Gichim Abasko. There was a basko came out and paskel like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't care, even though a basko came out, we don't listen to the basko. The Hilkach, therefore, the day, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hutzrach Leina Bezu Hilkosek Abesilum. The Bryce has to say, here, you should know, here we do paskel like Abesilum. Shebishar machlokes to Besham Abesilum. So the hook for Bethayr is halacha kebeisilu. Svirulei sheroyt salasus kedivre beisham ayoyso kedivre beisil loyso. Ketanya beinu treifus. Magvina lo alibud Rabbi Yeshua. Now, as according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no general klal we always pass like beisilu. He holds no. Wherever the Gemara does not say Bethayrish halacha kebeisilu, then a machlokes parsham and beisilu, you have your choice. If you want to do like beisham, you want to do like beisilu. Therefore, it's very good. What here the Brayer started saying here is hukos like beisilu. But all over, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not mukhuk we paskin like Beisilu. That's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. We, of course, always hold halacha ke Beisilu in a general cloud like that. So tell you, there's a question here, that the Yim Taima, Maishna the Kaimlon Kabasko the Beisilu, the Kaimlon Kabasko the Abeleza. But for us, it's a kasha. Hey, we hold, you like the Basko, we paskin halacha ke Beisilu. And over there, the machlok is there by Rabbi Eliezer, and Bab Mitzia, we don't paskin like the Basko there. There we hold there like Rabbi Yeshua, so it's a stira. So we hold like a baskel or not. So say this, the Eshtoim Adokhi, Beisilil, Heavy Ruba. Really, the Machlekes, Beisham and Beisilil, there's a good reasoning to pass like Beisilil. Because Beisilil was Ruba. There were more people in Talmide Beisilil than there were in Talmide Beishamai. Ela, so why wasn't it Toshi to pass like Beisilil? Ela, the Beishamai Mechada de Trei. Beishamai were very sharp people. They're very sharp. And therefore, certain times, we have to be afraid maybe we should pass like them. Even though we don't understand them, but they're very smart. So therefore, when the Basko went out and said, Halacha ke Beisilel, we mekabel that Basko, because it's a svara to go boss of the roif. Abel hosam the babakama, ho ye keneged rabin, hosam the Basko lo ye keneged rabin. Over there was a machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim. And the Basko said, Halacha ke Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, since the Basko is going keneged the rabin, it's a svara we don't hold like that Basko. I wanted the Basko come out, only lechvoida to give respect to Rebbe Eliezer, but not that really the halacha was like that. So that's why Zabasko from Beit Hillel, we hold like that. Because we hold right now, you go Basaroy. Even though Beit Shammai were smarter people, but the pshat is, we Taka don't understand Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel, we understand better, that's why we pass in like Beit Hillel. The thing is, the Medrash, the Torah brings down, that it says, Losud Lover, by Yemaisa Mashiach, then we're going to pass like Beit Shammai. Because the pshat is, Beit Shammai was Mechad Dei Tzvei, they're very smart people. Could be what they're saying was right. Because we don't understand them. When it comes, Yemaisa Mashiach, we'll begin to understand their reason, then the Lach will be like Beit Shammai. But right now, we the Basko came out, we hold like the Basko, we pass like Beit Hillel. Yeah. The Mishnah Bait. Hey, Viyu Lefonov, they brought in front of you. That doesn't say exactly what they brought in front of you. So just, the Mishnah just says, Matzvah Bechazeres. Because whatever they brought in front of you, now you should dip in, Matzvah make a tibble. This is really the Mitzvah's Karpas that we do. After Kiddush, we do Karpas, the face of the night. We dip vegetables into salt water. Karpas. So that's the din of this Mishnah, that Matzvah you dip in Bechazeres. Even though Chazeres usually means Roman lettuce, which we use for Maror later, we'll see in the Gemara why it says Roman lettuce. So the Rashbam learns, Heviyu Lefonov means Hayirokas. You're supposed to bring vegetables, bring potatoes, whatever people use for karpas. Achas Sheberach Layayin, after you made Kiddush, now go bring karpas, bring vegetables. So the Mishnah says, Matzvah Bechazeres means, Zeh Loshanak Gemara Katan Liyil, Hashamash Matzvah Bnei Mayin. Usually when they eat, they used to dip things in. The Fishakol Macholam Ayde Tibble. They used to eat always dipping in. Vay Tibble Lav Becharoisis. So it doesn't really mean you have to dip into Charoisis. Ketonu Lekamon. Have you the fun of Matzah? That's the mitzvah later. After we wash, we have Matzah. Vechazeris. Then we have Morer. We have Roman lettuce. Vecharoisis. There is a mitzvah to dip the Morer into Charoisis. Nechal V'yadayin Lehaviyu. Mashenkin, before we wash, before we make Hamaitzi, we don't have the Charoisis on the table yet. Faha chazeres. Now that our Mishnah says right away, bring the chazeres, Roman lettuce. So the Rashbam lav dafka doesn't really mean to bring the Roman lettuce. Elimein shom yerek achar matul bechazeres v'yechum. The Mishnah is saying like a chiddush. You're supposed to have karpas. Karpas means take vegetables and dip it into salt water. Now the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. Let's say you don't have any other vegetables on the table. The only vegetable you have is only chazeres, is only maror. The din is still. You're supposed to take the maror and dip it into the salt water now and eat it now, the teres karpas. Even though you're going to have to eat it again later, the teres maror. Still, you're supposed to dip it now. Why do you have to have two dipping ins? Well, see, in the Gemara, that's because that's part of the Seder, that the children should ask questions. Like we do different things, Pesach by night, to keep the children awake, they should ask questions. That's the reason why we have karpas. So we would ask you dip in now before we start the meal, so the children can ask the question. So the Mishnah is saying a Kiddush, that even though you don't have any other karpas, no other vegetables, only maror, use maror right now. Dip the maror into whatever you have there, and make a bar for your Adama, and that's all. Ad shemigilav haperas hapas. Until we come to have the pas, till we have the matzah. Now what does paperas hapas mean? So Shbam learns, ad shemigilav haperas hapas, that means koidim shegiyah liyoyse chazeres, shu'oichal acha matzah. Before you come to eat the maror, that you can eat later after the matzah. Shumavarach al achilas maror, that we make a brach al achilas maror, kedachsev al matzah sum rorim. And the pasuk says what? You have to eat the maror and matzah together. Is betchila matzah, first you have matzah, v'yachakach maror, then you have maror. So Rashbam is learning that hevil of achshmigila paperas apas. Paperas means maror. That means the maror, the vegetable, the maror that comes after the pas. That's called paperas apas. V'yachakach maror. So the tibul rishon. Why do we dip in karpas first? Zel kedei sheyakatinik, that the children should wake up and see something different. V'yishol, that she asked the question. L'fishen v'neyadim regilum lechol yera kredim suda. Because usually throughout the year, you don't start the meal with first dipping a vegetable into something. In the middle of the meal, it was normal to dip things in. But before you start your meal to dip a vegetable into salt water, wasn't normal. So that's the reason why we have karpas. Totally, that the children should ask these questions. Why? Then after karpas, then later we bring the matzah, and then we bring the maror. Agnos, ad shemigilav haperas hapas. You make this karpas before you bring the real maror in. Heviyu lefonov, then later, they bring in front of you matzah, they bring matzah, v'chazeres, that's the real maror, Roman lettuce, v'charoisis, then you bring the charoisis, the nuts and things, the wine, you have mixed together the haroises. Ushnei tavshilin, you're supposed to have two types of tavshil, two cooking foods on the table. We'll see in the Gemara. One was zechel korban Pesach, and one was zechel korban Chagiga. It's supposed to bring in also shnei tavshilin. We usually have the bone and eggs, we usually have. Afal pi shein charoisis mitzvah. Even though to use the charoisis, that's to dip the morer into the charoisis, it's not a mitzvah, still they used to bring it. We have lezer ben sodekoyim and no mitzvah. No, you know it's a mitzvah to have it. Not just sound like reshus if you want to, yes. There's a mitzvah to have charoisis. Uva mikdosh, and b'shasta had the base of mikdosh, b'shasta was a korban Pesach, ho yemevii lefon of gufash Pesach. Also, they used to bring, when they started the meal, the gufash Pesach, the korban Pesach itself. The meat itself used to bring on the table then. So Rashbam learns that mevii lefon means acharoisa tibul. Means after you eat the karpas, then we bring the matzah on the table. Matzah v'chazeres ubeis tavshilim afal pi shein chareses mitzvah. The Gemara part of the moment asked the question: Hoyu v'lav mitzvah lama maisilo? If you tell him an achareses is not a mitzvah, so why bechal do you bring it on the table? And that the Gemara will explain why. It's like can't otherwise because usually we're afraid the Roman lettuce has some poison inside it. So if you dip it into the chareses, it kills the poison, so it's okay. Shnei tavshilin, the Gemara before is connected me. How come we have to have two different foods on the table? So let's see, Tais. This is the way the Rashbam learns. Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns, the Mishnah again says, Heviyu lefonah. It doesn't say what. They brought in front of him. So Tais says, Heviyu lefonah, pir Rashbam yirokas. They brought in front of him the vegetables to make the carpus. Tais says, V'yein yirut. Tais doesn't like his pshad. Midu loy katani behed yeviyu lefonah chazeres, katani besomach. Heviyu lefonah matzah. It doesn't say clearly, Heviyu lefonah chazeres. It should have said, or have you the fun of Yerukis? Why didn't it say it? So, some people on the side of the Girus have the Girus in the Mishnah. Like on the side here, in the Mishnah here, it says, it's from Acherim, Yerukis v'chazeres. Have you the fun of Yerukis v'chazeres? Hey, some had the Girus. But Pasha, we don't have the Girus, so Tais doesn't like that pshat. Therefore, Tais learns, V'niru kepirish rach, have you the fun of min shulchan? They brought the table, like we had before. Shere'ein mevi'in ha'shulchan al acha kiddish, v'al ha'shulchan munach ha'chazeres. Like we had before, in the times of the Gemara, the tables were very small, so when they made Kiddush, they didn't have the table in front of them. After they made Kiddush, then they first brought the table in front of them. So that's what the Mishnah means. Heviyu lefonav, they brought the table in front of them. Now on the table was their vegetables. So the Mishnah says, matzul bechazeres. So Rashbam Tosfos learns, kolaymar, oichal hachazeres, eat this Roman lettuce, betibul, dipping in. Kimoy hashamash matzul b'nei, just like in Lashon before, that's the way the waiters used to eat, dipping in. V'chein matzul b'irokas. Yeah. Now, Pirush Rashbam, thy tibble, lab the charoisis. We're not talking about the charoisis. Not you have to dip the vegetables into charoisis like we do. So, akati loy boy, we don't have, the Mishnah didn't say you brought the charoisis on the table yet. You're Tony Sefer, real of one of Matzah, the Chazeres, the charoisis. Later, the Mishnah says you first bring the charoisis. Mashmi, you don't have the charoisis, this dish of the nuts and dates mixed up with the wine. You don't have that yet on the table. The angel writes, so he says, the Tony Chazeres, the Tony Nami Sefer. That alone wouldn't be such a raya. Because it says here chazeres, and it says later again they brought chazeres. So it could be they brought chazeres also. But still, Taisa says, the Yotai says, the chazeres sorach la'atzul, the chazeres mishum kapa. The reason why we dip the Roman lettuce into chazeres is asa sarkona. Because there's some poison maybe in the Roman lettuce, we want to kill it with the chazeres. Meals of Taisa, that we do, heicha shatir burishim, heavy vishay yirokas, when we do have other vegetables, like we use, potatoes, whatever you use, for karpas, then pshita and tzorach little the charoisis. You do not have to dip the karpas into charoisis. Elo oy bechaymitz oy b'mayim umelech, like we do. We dip it into salt water. K'may shoyin neiga benotam. Dama b'gemara b'charoisis mishum kapa. The reason why you're supposed to use charoisis b'dafka, one reason is because that could kill the poison. V'leka kap elo b'mor. You only have this poison only in mor, only in something like Roman lettuce. Mashenka, if you use the potatoes, there's no poison there, you're not afraid a snake bitten it, so you don't have to put it into charoisis altogether. It's like we do. All we do is we just dip it into salt water. And so Tais says, Kol Shchen Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, Tikoma Mitzvah, he holds now Mishnah, it's a mitzvah to use charoisis, and the Gemara explains why is it a mitzvah. Zechelatit, it's supposed to remember the cement that the Eden had to make him a triumph. Tloishayachel B'morah, Tloishayachita, there's only an Indian to use this charoisis that looks like cement, only when you're using the morah. That's later, after the matzah, we have morah. Lezeich the morah res chayayin, b'chaymer. Mashen came now when we use the karpas, which is just found that the children should ask questions, why are we doing something different? Shit, you don't have to use charoisis. All you have to do is just salt water like the way we do it. Right, and so then the Mishnah says, Ad Shemigil HaPeres HaPas, the Torah learns, Paperus Kori Amor. The Moror is called Paperus. What does that mean, Paperus? Shoich HaLachar HaMatzah. We eat the Moror after the Matzah. Well, Paperus mit Kloima. Ulam Sheches HaMichel. It means something that's an order, the entree, that makes you want to eat more. K'moi Paperus L'Chochma. Something that makes you learn more. Shayirokos, if you eat vegetables first, Mamshichas HaLev L'Michel. It makes you have a bigger appetite. Umidakor Lamor Paperis Apas Remez the Mishnah the Matzah Kademus Lamor Kadyama Bigmor. That first we have Matzah, then we have Mor. Then the Mishnah says, after we have the Karpas, before we have the Matzah, then the Mishnah says again, Heviel the fun of Matzah, we bring in front of them Matzah. So what do we mean we bring again? What are we bringing again? The Khur table was there before. So Tayyus learns Heviel the fun of Matzah means the fee. Sha'okru Hashukhan Lafnei Mi Shemer Hagodah. When Shasti starts saying the Haggadah, you're supposed to like take away the table from the Baal Haggadah. The Yoyser has Seda, and do the Seda, Kutoni, have you the front of Matzah? The Akira Shulchan he Kadei Sheyishal Aben. The reason why, right after Karpas, we take away the table again, that the children should ask questions, why are you doing it? The other Vainala and the children, and the father answers the child, are dying of Yil Shulchan, don't worry, we'll have the table back again. Last is Tibul Sheni, because there's a mitzvah to make another table. The Aben Yishal, then the Ben starts asking the Manashtana. And then the child asks right away, so why do we have to dip in two times? Answering the famous question, how do we send the Manashtana right away? We only dipped in one time so far, we only have Karpas. The second dipping in is later by the Moro, we didn't do the Moro yet. The Tzayis answers, because the Pshat is right after Karpas, we take away the table. So the kid asked the father, what are you taking over the table for? Father says, don't worry, I'm going to bring the table back later, and we're going to dip in a second time later. So now the kid can ask, Manashtana, why tonight do we have two, do we dip in twice? Now, so he says, Umiyak kishoikrin, as soon as you take away the table, marzir in the front of, right away you bring it back to you. The amatz of Amor Olav. And the matzah and mor has to be on the table. Why? Shereit sorach lema ba'agoda matzazu, mor is there. Because when we say the agoda, pshita, the matzah and the mor has to be in front of us. Because when we say matzah, we have to point to the matzah. So mashma, the matzah has to be here. Ukriyama lechem oini, we dash in a post lechem oini, shayin umol advarim harbri. That's all how God is set upon the matzah. So the kids are to say that advarim is we make karpas. Right after karpas, in the Gemara's times, they used to take away the table. The kid would ask the father, what are you doing with the table? Father would say, don't worry, we'll bring it back again soon, and we'll dip in later. And then right away they'd bring the table back again, and then they would start saying that godah. One of the minhagim we have is, we don't take away the table, it's too big. What we do is to save the plate as an inyan to move it away. Right after karpas, you're supposed to move away to save the plate a little bit. So that's this inyan. That the kid will ask, why are you moving the matzah away? So you'll answer the kid, you should know, I'm going to bring it back again, don't worry, and we're going to make another table later. And then talk afterwards, you have to bring it back. Because when we say that God is supposed to be set upon the matzah. Yeah. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Zoti Gemara. Amar Ashlokish, Rashlokish says, Zaysa Meris, now Mishnah we hear,